Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, and I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel. We thought we'd mix it up a little bit.
Right.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes, on this amazingly snowy day in New Jersey.
Yes, there is no better to get to.
That is true. But, you know, we've been so conditioned and programmed to get to a better us that we disregard the us we are, trying to get to something better, and you never get to a better you. You can only be exactly as you are in this moment of your life.
This is a perfect show for me today.
Yeah, I know, because you're not feeling too old.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather. And I was sleeping on and off during the morning, and I realize I can be as I am and operating appropriately to my energy level, but I don't have to be doing it to get better or wish that I'll be better someday. It'll happen. It's happening on its own. But wishing I were better only would make me miserable right now.
Yeah.
And sitting across from you, Shia, is never a misery.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Unless I'm upset and fighting with myself, in which case you're annoying. But that has nothing to do with you.
Okay, well, I realize that, but still. In any event, let's talk about listening.
Why
because
not?
Otherwise people are going to think we're nutty.
We finish each other's sentences. We are nutty. We have a good time. You're welcome to have a good time along with us.
Our approach is not psychotherapeutic, and it's not problem solution oriented. It's really about discovering how to access and live in the current moment of your life. And we have found that if you truly listen, it pulls you into the current moment of your life. And true listening involves letting go of what you know, what you believe to be true, those things you know you're right about, and hearing another person say what they say without countering it or contradicting it or agreeing with it, but just hearing it. And if you can do that, which isn't too easy at first, but it gets easier as you get, as you practice the art of listening, then you will discover yourself more and more in real time, rather than thinking about the past, which you can do nothing about, or worrying about a future which hasn't even arrived yet.
Just as a reminder, our show title is Being Here. And not only are you not listening if you're agreeing, disagreeing, have a conversation with yourself about what's being said, but when you're distracted, you can use today, this show, this episode, whether you're listening to it live or you've accessed it sometime in the archives, as an opportunity to pull yourself here, to undistract yourself so that your life becomes in real time as opposed to through a baffle.
You might could redistract yourself. Distract yourself from your thoughts.
I love that.
And get re-involved in what's actually happening in the current moment. Because so much of our time, we're lost in our thoughts, thinking about how we did it, how we should have done it, if we'd be a better us if we did it differently.
Or if we're upset, sometimes we are thinking about how they did it, how they should have done it, or how better them would be if they did it differently. So you can use being here right now to allow yourself to access this moment in your surroundings. Our surroundings in the current moment, aside from, as I look around, noticing some amazing photos that I've taken and artwork and Shia and the rest of the office, it currently is snowing and it looks like a fairy tale. So
life could be a dream.
It could be a dream.
Yeah, isn't there a song that goes like that?
As in, row, row, row your boat?
Okay.
Gently down the stream?
Merrily, 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 merrily.
Life is but
a dream, yeah. Yes.
I like my version better. Row, row, row your boat underneath the stream. Ha ha, fooled y'all. I'm a submarine.
Oh, and how old were you when you came up with that?
Actually, I heard my cousin Karen, who was younger than me, sang it, and I was so impressed with it. I've taken it ever since.
And
I don't
know. How long ago was that?
I was, I don't know, third grade maybe?
Third grade. How old are you in third grade? Seven?
Could be. Eight. I don't know, something like that. Let's take our first call.
That's a 52-year-old song.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, almost okay. 53 going on. Okay. Let's take our first caller. We have Renat holding. And Renat, where are you calling in from today or this evening, as the case may be in your case?
Hey there. I'm calling in from Biesserach in Switzerland.
Biesserach? Oh, that's a good word, Biesserach.
I'm finally able to make my throat be able to reproduce the name of the village you live in.
What can we do for you, my dear?
I like it too.
Yeah, I just like my get well wishes to you, Ariel. Like all the best, like to get well.
Thank you.
And I send you here. We don't have any snow anymore, but we have like the sky is orange at the moment. Beautiful blue sky with orange because it's already evening here. So that's my picture here. It looks beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's sweet.
Yeah, and I spent 2 weeks with you in Costa Rica a couple of weeks ago. You made an immersion course there, and that was so powerful. That was so powerful. When I was back, I was so present, and like everything was fun, and I'm still impressed. Like what we did there was a lot of relaxing and having fun there as well. So, yes.
Nice. So it sounds like you're back to work, and of course your husband's at home, and so you're fully immersed in your normal day-to-day life. What have you noticed that's different in addition to, of course, you're being relaxed and fun, which is, that's certainly enough because most people are so stressed. But what else have you noticed about yourself?
I also noticed that I see clearly, that I see much more what does good for me or what that's not that good for me. And one big part was really like I really was rested. I really could see, oh, wow, that now work is fun. Dating is fun with my husband. Like everything was good and fun because I just allowed myself to rest and be nice with myself. That was another point. Like, yes.
So have you found being nice with yourself has followed you home? Are you nice to yourself now?
Oh, yes.
Or was that just back then?
It's fun. Like it really followed me home. And I also saw that it was like really here, like the first like week. And then it started to like, I don't know, just started to become like the old thing. And that's my question. We had like another phone call, like you do like international phone calls. And that was like diving back into like relaxation time pure. And how you support each other like to be in this state.
Okay. So here's the first thing. You need to eliminate the word like from your English vocabulary.
Okay.
Because you're using it as a filler.
As you're trying to find words.
I'd rather you look and see what the word is that you need rather than fill it with like.
Okay.
Now.
So I'm not totally clear of her question.
What she's saying is how do we stay centered?
Ah.
Because she loses it a little bit occasionally. First off, have you noticed that when you are calm and relaxed, you're more effective in everything you do?
Yes.
Yes. Stress and upset are optional. Now, we've learned that from people who are upset and accomplish things, that upset seems to support things getting done, but it doesn't. It's just the opposite. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
yes.
But you're thinking.
can yes. Hear the pause, the gap.
Because it's like talking into a vacuum all of a sudden.
But, you know, as Shai's talking about getting upset, I think you might be looking back in the past couple weeks, cataloging whether or not you've gotten upset. And let's just break that state down a little bit, because it's not when you have a full-blown upset where you might get nauseous or get a rush or suddenly
be angry
and you're tossing things aside or you're saying angry words. When something happens that is unexpected, generally, or not what you want, and you have that little micro no to it, I don't want this, that's a version of being upset. If you talk about, you know, you step outside and you realize you're underdressed or you're overdressed and you're going to have to carry something, or you've forgotten your car keys and you have to go back into the house to get them. They're just the little things that you disagree with about how you're going about your life. When Shai's talking about being upset, you're looking at the end process of saying no to what's happening.
Yeah, it's good that you say, like, it's also in the little things.
Yeah, but life is
big, like being upset.
Life is little things.
Yeah, life is made up by lots of little things. And if you can handle the little things, then when the big things come along, you'll handle that too.
There's also times, mm-hmm. I suspect, where you're not fully engaged. And so, and what I mean is, you know, before Shai and I go to Costa Rica, we often have a compressed amount of things to accomplish.
In a compressed amount of time.
Because not only do we have all of the details surrounding the course and making sure that we have all the information for all the people who are joining us there, but if we're going to be gone out of our office for a month or 6 weeks, we have our newsletters to prepare in advance. We have the radio shows to pre-record. We have the video of the month, the article of the month, all of those other things to handle so that there's not a gap while we're gone. I find it's a very interesting time for me because I don't have the luxury, and I'm using the word luxury in quotes, to talk to myself about whether or not I want to. And I have a feeling sometimes you could walk by something, say, dishes in the sink or the bed that's yet to be made or a letter you need to mail, and there's at least some, I don't wanna.
Yes. Yeah. It's cool that you say that because, yes, yeah.
See, you know, if you were to handle what's right in front of you to handle, your life would become very easy. We complexify our life and have to keep struggling to get things done because we resist doing what's right in front of us to do. And if you were to just do what needed to be done without saying no to it first, but actually do it as though it's your idea, get engaged in what you're doing, like it's perfect, then you'd end up with many, many less incompletions in your life.
Now, by the way, what Shai just said is a fact. It's not a dictate. Let's talk about the difference between change and transformation, because don't forget that the title of the theme of today's show is there's no better to get to. So it would be very easy right now to say, a better me will always make the bed, or will always do the dishes as soon as it's done, or will always where you give yourself a dictate going forward in the future based on what you perceive you did wrong in the past. So first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist, don't want, don't like, judge, sticks around. So if you look at how you've been behaving, that whittles away that sense of clarity, and you judge it, you will continue to do those things.
But if you just notice it without judging it, it completes itself in an instant. And that's the third principle. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is without judging it completes itself.
You know, and the second principle is in any given moment, you can only be exactly as you are.
And that means if there is dishes in the sink, that's all that could be there.
And it's snowing when it is and it's not when it's not. And your level of health, the amount of money in your bank account, all aspects of your life are exactly as they are in that
moment. And the only
moment.
Way they can be in this moment.
So our approach is not about looking at your life and dedicating yourself to changing those things you don't like.
Well, here's the problem, you see. All the things you like or don't like have been conditioned or programmed into you by the culture you grew up in.
Or in resistance to the culture.
But that's still the culture that determines what you think is a better you.
You know, lots and lots of people who are very messy had very fastidious or very meticulously clean parents. You know, I'm not going to be like that. Or people who grew up with parents who didn't know, didn't keep things clean. They're, you know, obsessive about cleaning things. So it's either what you've been immersed in or resistance to what you've been immersed in.
Yeah.
You're laughing, you're having visions?
Well, I'm having visions that my mother was extremely thrifty to the point of, what would you call it? What's the word?
Parsimonious.
Parsimonious. That's the right word. And my sister spends money like, so she never has enough because she's always spending it because she said she wouldn't be like my mother. Mm. And it's just so obvious.
Yep.
Anyway, we're coming to a break.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Yeah.
So how you doing here?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Yes. Thank you just for sharing all what you share. It's really a gift.
Hey, give my love, our love, to Pascal.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank
just
you.
Just want to make
will.
Sure that he knows that we appreciate him sharing you with us.
Yeah, it's a treat. All right, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back and don't miss being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
You coming to the New York area, or would you like to? We are doing next week, Monday Night Alive in New York City. And for a weekend seminar,
which we highly recommend, weekend seminars, because transformation runs really deep in weekend seminars.
The Power of Being Clear and Direct is a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday
March
taking place.
8th, 9th, and 10th.
Then, also in New York City, we have Transformational Time and Project Management, but that is not happening until May, the first weekend of May. It's a Saturday and Sunday only course, so you should look at your schedule if you want to come join us in the New York area and pick what works best for you.
And then in April, we're going to be in Hamburg, Germany.
Yes, much closer to the lovely Renate. We're doing two courses there. On Thursday, April 11th, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe.
And then we're doing New Beginnings on the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
I know that Renate mentioned a Costa Rica immersion course. We have one coming in 2020 in January. You can come for 1 week or two. It's a leadership, communication, and well-being immersion course.
And it's filling rapidly. And if you want a space with us, sign up.
Yeah, reserve your space and also get yourself geared to get yourself to go. There is a discount. Anybody who pays the first third and gets all their paperwork in and their payments in time. Paperwork is kind of like, where do you live? What do you want to eat? That type of thing. It's not a big deal. You get a significant discount. You can find out more about everything. And if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. You, as I said, you can find out more and register on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com. I like that. I like that it's easy.
Yeah, really. Transformation made easy, because your mind wants to make it complex. It's really inconvenient to the mind that you don't want to live through the mind.
Right.
Let's take our next caller. We have Tanya holding in Oxford. Hi, Tanya.
Oxford, England.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Really good.
Really excellent.
Really good. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. You too. It was lovely hearing that phrase you just said, Ariel, people who want excellence in every area of their life. Because I remember it was that phrase that someone said to me on a plane that made me first want to come to one of your Monday Night Alive.
So are you saying you met us by sitting next to someone on an airplane who was attending our courses and they talked to you about it?
That's right.
How cool.
Yeah,
that's
a phrase that I've remembered ever since. Yeah.
Well, whoever that was, good on them, and awesome that you were available to listen and take a leap.
Yeah, you know, you have to, to work with us, you really do have to take a leap of faith in that most of the stuff out there that most people do, which we did for many, many years, doesn't work very well at producing well-being, satisfaction, aliveness, fun. You can operate over top of your experience of living, where you're hyper and trying to prove how good life is, or you can discover how to drop into the current moment of your life and relax and discover that life will support you.
And like yourself, you don't know it's going to work before you give it a shot. You have an inkling having met someone. While I'm thinking about it, I'd love to just do a little shout out to Cedar and Jazzy, who are a couple, and also a fellow named Bert, who came to Monday night this past week, found it on Meetup and willing to give it a try to see what else is possible. And that really is what we're dedicated to, not finding broken people and fixing them, but having people who have an interest in what's possible in their life discover their own personal genius, because everybody is. And listening is really, really a key access way into discovering your brilliance.
That was well said. I like that. Did you have a question for us, Tanya?
Yeah, I had something I wanted to talk with you about that I've been noticing over the last couple of weeks. Because I haven't been very well. I've had a sort of a nasty bug that's involved a lot of snot and a lot of sort of headache and just feeling pretty low in energy. But going along with that has been this kind of sense of, I don't know, giving myself a bit of a break or just being a bit easier on myself. And it's amazing how effective I found myself in terms of work and what I've been able to do. For example, there was a meeting last week, a two-day meeting, where we were planning a research study. I'm a nutritionist, and it's a study we sort of envisaged quite a long time ago, but then we managed to get the funding, and it was our 2 days together as a team to really work out how we were going to design it. And I was not feeling well. And when I arrived, just before the meeting was going to start, I walked into the meeting room, and two of my colleagues were in the midst of a big, very big argument, to the extent that one of them was about to leave the room. And I know that my usual response to that would have been to be a bit impatient and want to kind of see it as an interruption to what we needed to do. In terms of the 2 days that we needed all of our kind of collective brains together to work out the design of this study, because what they were arguing about was actually not in relation to that. But there was something about this kind of slower way that I was moving that just meant I could kind of go in. Which did stop the action, because by going in I interrupted things. But then I was able to just sit down with them, and we aired it and gave it the time that it required to resolve.
So let me interrupt you for a second, please. So what is the point that you want to get to?
I'm attributing this ability, this kind of sort of slower way that I've been moving, and I don't know, ability to just allow things to happen rather than me pushing forward. I feel like the kind of pushing forwards in relation to work is not there, and I'm attributing it to not feeling very well.
Just got to say something for you, lovey.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to be an overtime healthy correlation to make. I do see that as you've slowed down, you've discovered a different possibility for how to intersect with your life. You sat down and you actually listened rather than tried to get on and get over. at some point when your health returns and that your ability to move through time and space speeds up, you don't have to be slower in order to have this result. But what you're also talking about is that pressure you have to produce, to get on to what you see as a better outcome or a better moment or the drive to go forward, which is relaxed in you right now. So the game is, as you start to return to health, to pick up whatever additional things that you have to do without returning to the pushing forward to get ahead.
The franticity, as if the franticity drives production. Because actually, when you're frantic, you make mistakes. At least I do. I know if I have had too much coffee and I'm trying to tie a fishing fly, I make more mistakes. I overpower things and break thread rather than when I'm just being there.
Or on a very, just a very simple thing for me, if I am tired or I'm trying to finish getting the dishes done, sometimes I notice that if I'm either washing them or I'm putting them in the dishwasher, either way, I have more of a tendency to not be where I am, and it's easier to clang dishes against each other because it's almost like in sports they talk about
keeping your eye on the ball,
right? That you're getting ready to throw the ball before you've actually caught it, and that's when you drop it. So what you're describing is two things that you've sandwiched in together. One is slower, and the other is discovering that you don't need that added pressure, effort, force, drive to get it done in order to accomplish it well and elegantly.
That's really cool. Yeah, I can see that.
Because otherwise you're going to have to try and find superbugs with lots of snot in order to, you know, keep this newfound sense of accomplishment. That just doesn't sound very appealing.
And actually, as I started to feel a bit better, I did start to feel that drive forward.
Right.
Coming. It's sort of starting
but
to kick in
here's
again.
The thing. If you judge that drive forward, you will mask it from yourself. You will intensify it.
And you will drive forward rather than being in your moment.
See, now you have options. If you see something without judging it, it completes itself.
That's great.
So,
thank
we have another
you.
Caller holding. So I thank you for calling in today, Tanya. And
thanks.
Have a great,
great
time in jolly old England.
Guys.
Okay. Our next caller is, also in jolly old England. Naz, you there?
I am. Hello, Ariel and Shia.
Well, in this moment, you only have Shia, but that's okay. In another moment, you'll have both of us.
Oh, sweet to hear your voice, Shia.
How you doing, darling?
I'm back. Good, thank you. Really enjoying listening to the show.
Hello to you as well. I realized our phones were not off the hook, and we've been getting so many robocalls lately, they'd probably keep calling us, so I went and put them on hold. So, but now I'm back.
So
I have a question, not really related to any question you might have from us, but how close is Oxford to Oxfordshire?
About 30 minutes.
So you're about 30 minutes away from Tanya then?
I am.
Oh, cool. Well, welcome to the
great.
Show. And thanks for my British geography. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi. I wanted to call in when I noticed that the show is called There Is No Better to Get To. And I often find myself striving to get to that better in different areas of my life.
So let me ask you a question. Have you been successful through striving to get there?
No.
That's very good. That's the right answer, too. You know, those ideas of better, better and worse are all involved in change, where you have an idea of what a better you would look like and how they would act, and then you strive to incorporate those behaviors into your life and avoid the behaviors that you consider lesser or more crude or whatever. Those things have been socially conditioned into you.
Yes,
and you naturally...
I notice it.
What's that?
I notice it. There are times I notice it, and I notice that I transfer it to other people, so I'm thinking they ought to be better as well.
So you transfer the ideas of what you think is better to them.
And they always fail, too.
Anyone in particular?
Lawrence?
Generally, I think people in my family, I think there's Lawrence, there's my son, my mother, and I've really begun to notice that because I feel that I have to be better, that, as you say, I transfer it to other people close to me.
Yeah, it's funny how much most of us don't really care what other people's spouses or other people's
sisters
or brothers or parents do, but we feel like we have a right to have a definite opinion on how people who are related to us should do their lives.
Oh, yeah. And it's that's why I was inspired to call into the show. And I think one particular incident was in the last week or so where I noticed I was looking at myself as a parent. Could I be a better mother? Which was really interesting because I was off-center. I was off-center that day as well.
Let me stop you, Naz. That you were off-center that day is probably why you thought you could be a better mother.
Can you be a better mother in this moment? Whoops, too late.
Hey, Naz.
Yeah.
We're going to break right now. Can you hold? Come back with us?
Indeed.
Excellent.
Good.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, we want to thank all our listeners. We do this about this point in the show every week.
We have special shout-outs, special cities where some of our listeners are for today.
So a special shout-out to West Nyack, New York.
I know where that is.
I know where it is, too.
Stockholm, Sweden. I know intellectually where that is.
Linwood, Washington. I ain't got a clue.
Somewhere in Washington State.
Washington State.
Bangalore, India.
Hey, Oxnard, California. I know where that is.
Medellin, Colombia.
Houston, Texas.
And Maldonado, Uruguay. Wherever you listen to our show, thanks for being part of the listening family.
I love that you listen to our show. Thank you for being there.
Really.
Really.
You know, it occurred to me on the break that we didn't mention when we came back from the last break about our newest book, Being Here Too, as in T-O-O, which is amazing. Amazing, but also speaking to Tanya and speaking to Naz.
They both have
chapters in it because we have 26 other very, very talented people, talented writers who have been kind enough to
express their experience of transformation in this book by writing a chapter or two.
I love reading it. And you can find it on Amazon or you can order it from your local bookstore. Being Here Too, T-O-O.
Yes.
All right. Also, one other thing, our calendar this year is beautiful. It has all the dates of our seminars, including international calls and Monday evenings and weekends in Costa Rica. If you would like to purchase a copy or copies, you can do that at our seminars, or you can go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
And Ariel took all of the pictures on the calendar.
Yeah, and I'm actually staring at a big one I blew up here. That's the cover.
Yes.
It's really lovely. All right, let's go back to Naz.
Hi.
Hey, Naz. So.
Hey.
You know, it occurs to me you should read your own chapter. I'm telling you, you're not the first person.
Yeah, she said that too.
Because what happens is you get in touch with how you're being toward yourself and how you're interacting with your environment that you were talking about. And it's very easy to get knocked off balance and try to get somewhere better and then think everybody else should come along
for
the ride.
Well, you were talking about being a better mother. And so here's the first thing. Kids will guilt you into thinking you've done it wrong. That's the first thing. Second thing, can you be different than you are right now? Could you be sitting in a different room than you're in right now?
No.
No. Well, same thing goes for your mothering. You could have only mothered your children exactly as they were mothered in any previous moment of your life.
Answer me a question, Naz. Regardless of anything you've learned and grown through more recently, as your kids are growing up, did you do the best you knew how?
Yeah, I did. At the time, I did the best that I thought it was the best that I could do. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, and I'll tell you something else. You don't live in a vacuum. And I know that you also have or at least you did, I don't know if you still do, a radio show, you intersect with people. I'd be willing to bet if we were sitting in a room right now with a lot of other people who were parents, and we ask them if from time to time they have concerns about whether or not they've parented well enough, every single one of them would raise their hand. So
even I would raise my hand, even though I know better.
And even I would raise my hand as a step-parent. So All that's telling you is that you're not fully engaged with where you are right now, because you can't go back and unring the bell. You can only be where you are.
And you can do nothing about the future either, because it hasn't gotten here yet. So just hang out. It's a lot more fun.
That's really great. Yeah.
Yeah. In my mind, you got to be kind to yourself.
How I can do it better in the future. Yeah, that's cool.
And you know, really,
did we hear what I just said?
She probably not, because you know, sometimes.
Yeah, we crossed over. I said you got to be kind to yourself.
Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you.
And if you're not being kind to yourself, be kind to yourself that you haven't been kind to yourself. Really doesn't matter where you start.
Thank you.
But working on yourself really doesn't work. That's the name of our first book, and I stick with it. I say that when you're working on yourself, you are trying to apply a system of behavior that didn't work for the people who gave it to you in the first place, and you're trying to apply that to your life as though there's a better way to be the way you are. And you can't be different than you are in this moment either. So it's all, you know, some people who think that they're, you know, rebels and such will not like what I have to say. But, you know, you don't really have a choice in your life. Your life is lived moment to moment, and that's exactly how you had to do it.
You know, when we were putting together this show, Naz, you know, in advance we get together with our producer, Susan Donlin. Shout out to you, Susan, because you've been amazing all these years. We look and we choose different topics, we create titles, and we create descriptions. And in the description of this time, it says, the moment we stopped working on ourselves to get better, our lives instantaneously transformed. And this has profoundly impacted everything. But that statement could be perceived as a one-time event. It was a one-time event. It did transform our lives instantaneously.
But every moment
is a one-time event.
And people have the wrong idea. They think that life continues the way it's been, and it doesn't. Each moment is a new beginning.
That's why we're doing new beginnings in
Hamburg.
Hamburg. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's so cool. You know, thank you.
Plus, yeah, I gotta warn you about one other thing, just as a in passing, because I had the thought about it. I know that you're engaged and you're planning your wedding, and sometimes when you have events that are coming up that you hold as important as you do your wedding, you can start to work on being a better you rather than just plan a celebration, because what snaps into place is all the ideas of what a better version of what you're planning is. So the game now is to be here, enjoy it, not expect life is going to get better when you get there, and have fun with the preparations.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we have somebody else holding patiently, so we're going to go to her. Thanks for calling. We have Katrin. Where are you in Germany today?
Hey, guys. I'm calling in from Emmen, Germany.
Welcome.
Is it nice in Emmen, Germany this evening?
It is very nice in Emmen, Germany.
That's great.
Lovely.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm so much enjoying listening to you and the callers, and I love the theme of today's show, and I had it in my head over the day a couple of times, and I really could feel it each time, which was lovely, that there really is no better to get to. And
yeah,
at the same time, I have a question as
yes,
well.
What's your question?
Because in terms of my business, I wished it would be easier for me to put prices on what I'm offering and to share the things that I'm offering. So, yeah.
Maybe you need somebody to put the prices on it for you.
For you. Yeah, that's a great idea. Because I was going to say, whatever you think it's worth, charge twice as much. Whatever you put on it, charge twice as much or three times as much.
Okay.
Because you see, you're normal. You're going to undervalue what you produce.
You know, yeah. I have a feeling that you have some trusted friends who you feel would have a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
And to have a conversation with them about what your artwork is worth. Well, not what it's worth. It's priceless. That's part of the challenge. And one of the things that you are wrestling with is not only what it's worth, but what would somebody pay for it? So part of it is to not price yourself, obviously, out of the market by saying this piece is $10,000 when you don't feel somebody would purchase it for that. But also to be respectful of your creativity and what you produced. And I admire you for doing it. I actually, people often ask me, why don't you sell your photos? I wouldn't want to have to price them. I enjoy doing it. And so I'm very grateful that it's not something I need to do. And I have no problem pricing our calendars in a way that makes them affordable because it gives me pleasure to do all of it. And I think it's useful for people to see something beautiful all year. You know, I admire you for even tackling the question. And it can be easy. You just have to ask people to support you.
Right. Yeah, that's actually what I did already. And although I'm more at ease with listening to them and to get the price, it's another step then outward to put it online and put the price on it.
Well, you know, let me ask you a question, sweetie.
Yes.
Are you going to put it online?
Yes.
Well, then procrastinating doesn't change anything.
It makes you think that your piece is unsaleable and has less value because you've waited a long time and nobody's purchased it. But mind you, nobody knows it's for sale or how much it is. But in your mind, it doesn't matter. It looks like you're not being productive.
Right.
right.
Anything that you're going to do, you might as well just do it.
Yeah.
Rather than think about how to do it. Just do it.
Yes. Sounds like much more fun also.
It is much more fun. And questioning yourself, thinking about things, does not produce any other result other than keeping you ambiguous.
I'll tell you something else, and I know we're moving toward the end of the show here, but it occurs to me that if you have a work day, and I'm just going to give an arbitrary amount of time, that has 8 hours, and you spend 4 or 5 hours wondering or not whether or not it is worth what you want to charge for it, you're not being very productive. You only have 3 hours left in that day.
Yes, true.
You know, so you do that thing and move on, and you see what happens next.
That's right.
Cool.
Isn't it funny next week's show is listening and productivity? I just noticed that. We're moving on to listening and productivity.
That's great.
Because if you've already gotten somebody's support and you listen to them and you just keep moving, then you're productive.
Well, the other thing is this. If you wait to put it up, even though you've spoken to somebody, then that person's input has been disregarded. So, you know, they'll stop giving you input if you don't operate on what they say.
Right. Yes. You know? Thank you.
So it supports you and it supports them in supporting you if you do what you say you're going to do.
Which is part of why I like using friends, because I can be, you know,
you
it's a little bit what
them.
Naz said. She'd be harder on herself than she would be on somebody who's supporting her. So, you know, it's easy to keep going so that you're not disappointing your friends.
Hey, cool. We gotta go.
Oh, yes. You know, if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. You can get all the details and register
at transformationmadeeasy.com.
You enjoyed this show? I enjoyed this show.
Share it with others.
Transformation happens when you share. You can share it on Facebook or Twitter or wherever you do it. Next week's show, as we mentioned, is Listening and Productivity. We'll be back.
So come on back and don't miss being here.
That's right.
Too.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here. Thank you.